So we're really excited.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It'd be great if you had a group of eight friends that, mm-hmm. that went through together, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to see a big group of people that all know each other to go through. Yeah, it's really fun. I really like it. And when I had a scare last year, and that was probably the best part, is to see everyone's reaction to it because they know it's happening because the first set of people kind of saw something, but you don't know it is because you haven't seen it yet. And then when they get to it, they get scared as well.
Oh, I bet. So. Well, Ashley, thanks so much for joining us. And we hope people will take part in the, what annual event is this?
This is the fourth annual Haunted Warehouse.
Yes. Fourth annual Haunted Warehouse.
Yes.
Awesome. Coming up, the scare of the small scare or the No Mercy scare. And it's happening October 25th and 26th in our community at the 80 German Warehouse. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Georgia's first day of early voting, shattering records, more than 300,000 people casting their ballots. This voter in Gwinnett County urging even more folks to come to the polls.
I'm encouraging everybody to come out and really vote. It is important for us all to vote.
A judge has blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting, writing the so-called hand count rule is too much, too late. At the Economic Club of Chicago, former President Trump saying his proposed tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing jobs. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's proposals would add an extra $7.5 trillion to the national debt, compared to $3.5 trillion from Harris's plan. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News. Time's running out for supporters of a man facing execution tomorrow in Texas. Robert Robertson was convicted of murder by shaken baby syndrome and the death of his 2-year-old. That diagnosis now widely discredited. And even the lead investigator on the case, Brian Wharton, is calling for clemency. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
At least 86 Texas lawmakers from both political parties have spoken out in support of Robertson's clemency request. And the lead detective on the case is also pushing for Robertson's release.
I will be forever haunted by my participation in his prosecution, his arrest and prosecution. He is an innocent man.
The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles could recommend clemency for Robertson today, but it would be up to the governor, Greg Abbott, to decide.
Record fine for an airline. Lufthansa agreeing to pay $4 million after being accused of discrimination against Jewish passengers flying from New York to Germany. Half of that money paid to the passengers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed. It's great to be here on a middle-of-the-week Wednesday get-together with WRCO Radio. We'll check forecast details in just a moment for the next several days, but keep that that shorts and T-shirts lineup out there. You can still use it maybe this weekend. We'll see. It looks like some warmer weather on the way.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Mostly sunny and a high of 58 today. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 31. 65 Thursday with sunshine. Friday, 70 with sunshine. 73 Saturday, 75 Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 27, we're down to the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today, 21 degrees. And in case you're wondering about a record, well, the record low goes back to 1952 at 16. So we've really had some extremes. We just nearly tied a record that was all the way back to 1928. When was that? Last Thursday, when we were up in the 80s. And now we're, you know, kind of flirting toward that record low. WRCO, WRCE, good morning, sunrise from the center today. Right here in the country with Tracy Byrd.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real. Living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from and I'm proud to say country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Tracy Byrd from the country. Well, a few things to celebrate today. It is Global Cat Day. It is International Pronouns Day, National Dictionary Day. Maybe a good day to play Scrabble, right? I like playing Scrabble, although it takes a long time. It's a long game, especially when you have somebody contemplating on a three-letter word like I do. Oh, cat, bat, I can't decide. National Sports Day today. It's also National Bosses Day. That is today. Observe the closest weekday to October 16th. So here it is, right in the middle of the week today. So salute those bosses. Here is Zach Brown Band.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you master craft or your bass tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan, leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank, just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some boiled peanuts, catch an AM buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you master craft or your bass tracker, it don't matter. Tie it up, coozy up a can. Sun on that farmer's tent, leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup. Tie up.
I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than Broadway shows with a million miles between. There's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than
the time. Good morning. And it looks like Hank is here. We weren't sure. Looks like he just got up, and we'll see what we can find out from him. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries are coming up.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14, next to the Ring Brothers.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip. You didn't think I was working today, did you?
Look who just woke up. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You got to get that sleep apnea looked at. I don't know what's going on, but that's not good.
Hey, we have another kitty cat running around here.
We do?
Yes. Calico. Have you seen him?
No. Oh, is that Ole's friend?
I don't know if it's Ole. I haven't seen Ole with him.
Oh, okay.
But he's been sleeping underneath our door for the last two nights.
Seriously? Wow.
He's probably getting the warm air coming out of the door.
Put it on the lost and found, I guess.
Well, I just did. Anybody missing the calico? Come get him.
There he is.
Good luck catching him.
A cat for free.
Good luck catching him.
Call Adam on Saturday for Prime Mover.
For Prime Mover.
Got a cat
but
for free.
No one had him, though. Adam, come pick him up.
Well, he might.
That's he's true. Like a pet resort down there.
That cat doesn't want to leave, though. He's got hot air. He's got leftover tacos, you know. I mean, he's set.
And Ole.
Yeah, exactly.
What a life. What a life. How was your evening last night?
Pretty good. Yeah, we had good volleyball match last evening. I'm still a little bit grumpy about cold wind. You know, I'm not ready. But in January, I'll say, oh, boy, ain't it nice out here.
Yes.
But in the fall, when we've been spoiled and pampered. Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'd like to apologize to our listeners.
For?
Paul Harvey thing yesterday. There were reruns. I'm trying to figure that out as we speak. So.
Well, they're all reruns, but.
Reruns from last week. So. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I messed up. I don't know what I've done or I typed in a.
Well.
I don't know. You never know about that guy.
Have to reprimand you, I guess.
Well. Get in line, Phil. last night I was in Cassville. You were at home here in Richland Center. So I think I might have been home before you.
Really?
Yes.
And we got done fairly early.
Yeah, I was home by 9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, you were.
Was I?
You beat me home.
Yep. 9:03, actually, is when I come home.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It all depends on how long the JV matches go.
Yeah, Highland looked really good.
Yeah, they have a nice season.
Oh, though. My goodness.
And you look at them, and you look at Richland Center's tied right now for the conference lead, and Ithaca captured at least a share for volleyball, and something they've never done in school history.
That's awesome.
They don't even have a volleyball banner, but they will now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of volleyball in SWC is tough.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's
even.
It is tough. I mean, the team that surprised me this year is Prairie. They're kind of down. They're usually pretty decent at volleyball, mm-hmm. but anyway, other than that, I mean, they're tough.
Yep.
And the Ithaca Bulldogs, boy, look at them.
Yeah.
They can win it outright on Thursday. Is that right?
Okay. That's correct.
Well. Good for them. They got to beat Waseca, which is not an easy task.
That's a good club, too.
Without question. So, very competitive. Last night, I gave my first yellow card, Phil.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, I did. And I didn't even know how to do it. I just raised it up. It was okay.
Did you get it from the dollar store then? Or what did you?
Actually, it's an index card. You know those hard index cards?
Oh, yeah.
They're yellow and red. That's the one I got mine in. So.
Oh, okay.
She got a Z.
it's
just, I probably had it coming. Uh-huh. But enough's enough. You don't have to beat a dead horse. I know when I mess up. See, that's a lot of thing about officials, you know. Referees don't go out there and think they know it all. All of it. Most of them don't.
Right.
When you mess up a call, you think about that. You really, really do. You just don't let it go. You can't. You know, maybe I did miss it, you know. And
you're human.
It was, sort of.
Sorry.
And but anyway, I'm just, you know, officials go out there and they think about stuff like that. They really do. I mean, I do, and I know my crew does. I mean, if we mess up a call or something or we miss it, we think about that. So, I know that sounds dumb, but true.
And you have a lot of assistants in the stands.
A lot, yeah. There's some places that only need officials.
Yep.
Especially if you go up towards our... drive towards Madison Way.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, no fault of my own. Today is Truth or Hanko Day.
Phil. Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
For a couple? Sure.
Yep. The Spanish flu started in Spain.
That's false.
It is. That's a bunch of Hanko.
Hanko.
Hanko. Woo! A man has one less rib than a woman, Philip.
That's true.
That is true. How do you know that?
Well, because Adam gave a rib to create Eve, right?
Our Adam?
Adam Hess? Yeah. No, not that Adam.
Because right, he's only allowed to give three. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Elephants can jump as high as 3 feet in the air, Philip.
Wow. That's a good vertical leap.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I would say that's true.
No, that's a bunch of
They can lift their legs up that high, but...
A giraffe can jump higher than a house.
Well, a house can't jump.
Good point, that a boy. I threw that one in there.
Hey, right. Trying to pull a fast one on me.
Penguins can fly if they get a good enough running start. You know what I mean?
I don't think they can.
That's a fact. They're flightless.
Right.
It's kind of like Henry. He's a flightless dude.
I wrote a book on penguins. Next time I'm going to use paper. Boom. Thank you.
Wow.
It's not even Monday.
Wow. You can sneeze with your eyes open without popping them out.
What?
Yep. You can sneeze with your eyes open without popping them out.
Well, that's got to be true.
It's true. It's impossible. It's possible, but very difficult.
Wow.
Who comes up with these questions?
Give you some pepper and try it.
Tomatoes were once thought to be poisonous.
That's true.
I've heard that before. That's a fact. People in Europe once believed tomatoes were really extremely deadly. You can hear a duck's quack echo.
I'd say no.
It is a fact.
You can hear one.
Yeah. Oh. It says, it was once thought to be fiction, but duck's quacks do echo.
Wow.
Yes, we're talking about the quack quack, quack.
No. Man.
Yeah. Ostriches stick their heads in the sand when they hide from danger, or hiding from their enemies.
Ostriches. I guess that's true.
It's fact.
Is it?
It's a myth. Sloths can hold their breaths longer than dolphins.
Huh. I'll say it's true.
It's like an older breath up to 40 minutes longer than
wow. Holy mackerel. Yeah.
No wonder they live to be 600 years old.
They can hold a note then when they're singing, too.
And my favorite one of all here.
All right, my favorite one.
Yep.
This is the kicker.
Some turtles can breathe through their hineys.
Oh, hey. I'm going to say that's true.
It's true.
Got to be.
Certain turtles can enjoy oxygen through their rear end. Talk about the intake of gas.
Oh boy.
Well, yeah, yes. I'm here all day, Phil.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I'm done now.
Are you done?
I'm done now.
All right.
I have like 10 more, but.
Go back to bed then. Yeah, there you are.
All right, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family. offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Some notes on today. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photographs had revealed the presence of nuclear missile bases in Cuba. 1968, in music, the New Yardbirds played their first concert at a club in London. They later changed their name to Led Zeppelin. 1987, 18-month-old Jessica McClure was pulled from an abandoned well in Midland, Texas, after being stuck there for more than 2 days. The rescue of baby Jessica captured the attention of the entire nation. Some notes from the 16th of October. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Elena Muller from St. Mary's School. Also to Kyle Walter from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Levi Mullen, from the entire family. Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff salute Susan Bram and Mackenzie Schaefer, who both celebrate today. To Gwen Herbers. And if you see Gwen at Economy Feed Mill in Bloomington today, wish her all the best. Happy birthday from Sherry and Brandy. Greetings to Austin Ewing from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, happy 91st to Georgine Worthington from Grant, Stephanie, Morgan, Brooklyn, and Danielle. Happy 91st to a loving mom as well. Love from David and Kelly to Georgine. Happy wishes from the RC Lions this morning to Jenna Hill, Easton Darling, Jennifer Tagliapetra, along with Andrea Perry, Sarah Munns, and Sugar Gunderson. Happy anniversary, Steve and Geraldine Colstead. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Walter Kelly and Brent Steadley. Happy anniversary to Sean and Bridget Cotto and to Ashley and Ryan Zimmerman. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Jacob McCleary and Deborah Sherrick. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to Terry and Kathy Hillesheim and Steve and Geraldine Colstead today. Happy anniversary, Terry and Kathy from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To Steve and Geraldine Colstead, it's their 48th. Lots of love from the entire family. Maybe Steve's going to bake Geraldine cinnamon rolls today. I don't know. We'll see. Have a great day there to the Colsteads. And we wish them the best from family and friends this morning. We have a pile of special wishes going out for Ken and Sandy Broker from Alice, Coulter, and Lindy. Also from Wiggles, Benny, and Teddy. Happy 53rd today. Also from Brian and Kathleen. Happy anniversary from Jordan and Desiree. And love from the kids. Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. Well wishers today for Ken and Sandy Broker. It's their special anniversary today, 53 years. Happy anniversary to Bob and Cam Johnson. This is their special day as well. And all the best from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from Dusk Till Dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
We have a lot of guests coming into the studio today, so we'll welcome some guests in during the morning show time, talking about the great outdoors and the upcoming hunting seasons, some of the seasons that are underway. And a little later on, we'll have the great group, the Nashville 615 Collective. They are a great group featuring Sarah Darling, who has been on the Opry stage 97 times performing through the years. So a lot of country music history there, and the group coming into the studio later on this morning right here. Phil Nee wishing you the best. Coming up next, Joanne has the news.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Good morning. It is a sunny 21 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A freeze warning is in effect until 9 this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 58. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low of 31. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 21 degrees.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Kicking off the Driving Forward Blue Wall Tour, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Green Bay Monday.
You had a Lions fan, a Packers fan, and a Vikings fan up here. The only thing more amazing is we got Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, and Taylor Swift all on the same ticket.
In the remaining 3 weeks until the presidential election on November 5th, candidates are pulling out the stops to drum up additional support in a tight race.
That's why under her leadership, we're investing in America's people once again. Today, there are more factories getting built, more American energies being produced than on any given day when Donald Trump was president, and that's a fact.
Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin Thursday with visits planned in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. Barack Obama will be in Madison next week. The former two-term Democratic president will be here Tuesday, joined by Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Their joint appearance is timed to coincide with the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin, just 2 weeks out from Election Day. The Harris-Walz ticket is counting on strong Democratic turnout in Madison and Dane County, as well as in Milwaukee, where the vice president has a campaign event scheduled for Thursday. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has campaign events in Milwaukee County and Madison today. The Hovde campaign says the Republican challenger to Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joined by U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming for an afternoon tour of National Technologies in Oak Creek. Hovde and Barrasso will then join Louisiana Senator John Kennedy for a health care roundtable at Investors Associated in Madison. Hovde will have media availability after both events. Hovde and Baldwin are scheduled for their only debate on Friday. Call says it's essential to protect the right to vote, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is committed to making sure the state has a safe and secure election. Wisconsin law prohibits anyone from using or threatening force to compel someone to vote, keep them from voting, or to influence their voting decision. State law also prohibits anyone from using duress or fraud to impede or prevent someone from voting. Call says threatening behavior towards election officials is also a crime. If you witness or are subject to election intimidation or threats, alert an election official and call local law enforcement. rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says they tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
People want to make sure that they have the tools and opportunities to create a good life for themselves and their families, and that shows up in their support for childcare and health care.
The Rural Democracy Initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped from March to September.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people. Rural people and small town folks are more likely to be working class. About 70% of rural folks are working class.
Jane says the biggest concerns for rural voters are the economy, threats to democracy, and reproductive rights. The poll was taken in August and September. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald, a Democrat, says a new Star Wars parody, PSA, aims to cut through election information by doing something a little more humorous that would get people's attention. Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner, a Republican, says election facts shouldn't be a partisan issue. The full 3-minute PSA can be viewed on the Blame Society YouTube page. The Wisconsin Technical College System has released its 2024 five-year graduate follow-up report. It shows the achievements and career outcomes of the 2017 to 18 graduates. This comprehensive report highlights the significant impact of technical education on graduates' professional lives and the broader community. Key findings show a salary growth. Graduates from the 2017-18 cohort have experienced substantial salary increases over the past 5 years. The median annual salary for these graduates has risen by 67% to $67,080, reflecting a strong return on investment in technical education. High employment rates, an overwhelming 98% of graduates are employed, with 75% working in fields directly related to their technical college training. Many graduates have reported significant career advancements, with 72% saying their technical college education was important to achieving higher level positions within their organizations. The report highlights that 83% of graduates remain in Wisconsin, contributing to the local economy and community development. Their skills and expertise are vital to the state's workforce and economic stability. And 85% of respondents express satisfaction with their technical college education, agreeing they would recommend technical education to others entering their field. The Wisconsin Technical College System offers more than 500 programs awarding 2-year associate degrees, 1- and 2-year technical diplomas, short-term technical diplomas, and certificates. The system is the major provider of customized instruction and technical assistance for Wisconsin employers. With more than 287,000 people enrolling each year, it is the largest higher education system in the state. Before you send donations to help hurricane relief efforts, consider a monetary gift instead. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin spokesperson Lisa Schiller says it can be hard to send physical gifts and supplies to groups in hurricane-affected areas. Instead, those monetary gifts can help an organization buy exactly the aid they need in place they can use it. Also, watch out for anyone soliciting for charity or donations on social media. Scammers are known to copy the identity of reputable groups in order to steal charity donations. Schiller says you can find their list of reputable groups helping the Southeast U.S. recover online at give.org. At least 6 Wisconsin farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor abruptly closed last week. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski says the situation involving Pure Prairie poultry is unfortunate. Romanski says it's been challenging to find out how many Wisconsin farmers have been impacted. The state ag department lacks authority to take possession of the birds or to feed them, so is focused on being a resource to farmers, some of whom have taken to social media to offer their chickens. Farmers who need assistance can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center at 800-942-2474. The Riverdale One Act cast and crew members will compete and perform at the District 10 One Act Festival Saturday at Reedsburg Area High School. The group will perform When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors by Jason Pizzarello and Ian McWethe. Cast and crew members include Abe Schaefer, Ezra Noble, Cadence McGraw, Alex Schneider, Nora Wolfe, Braylee Bedward, Vivian Benedict, Adrian Rush, Delaney Imhoff, Archer Imhoff, Ben Bremer, Sienna Deglow, Mulvana Zarbach, Brandon Meese, and Destiny Bonds. They will perform at 2:30 at the Reedsburg PAC prior to Reedsburg at 3:30 and Barneveld at 4:30. The shows are free admission and open to the public. The Richland County Community Services Building and Health and Human Services will be closed today for a staff training day. The building will reopen at 8 tomorrow morning. For concerns involving crisis situations or to speak with a crisis professional, call the Mental Health Crisis Line at 888-552-6642. For concerns involving child abuse, neglect, and welfare, call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, October 16th. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died October 8th at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mesomania are assisting the family of James V., Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiffany Olson and Tyler Rigo had a daughter, Lily Lee, and Elizabeth and Benny Green had a son, Rhett Charlson.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christy Sunnyside.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Early voting began.